Hello, this is Mike Odom and Larry Flynn. We join you as part of the Smart Proof of Concept approach that we have been piloting and implementing. And this presentation is going to give you an overview of the process, how to implement it, how to leverage it with the deals that you're working on, and we'll provide some feedback a little later in the program to let you know some of the things that we've experienced in the Smart POC over in North America. So if you go to slide number two, simply put, we're going to go through the POC initiative, get some examples of the plus one adoption route methodology, tell you what that is. We're going to leverage, you know, the Smart POC and how you go into selling that, and then we're going to talk about some customer experience and then a summary. So chart three, just as a way to give you a level set, and that is, you know, what have we been seeing in the field, and what we see is our competitors are coming into the accounts, they're positioning their technology so that they can bring in an appliance that's pre-configured or bring in a set of virtual images that are already configured to run together. They install that, hook it up to the customer's environment, and then they run the scenarios that the customer has agreed on. When HP acquired Mercury, this was a model that they were using. HP has adopted it. It's quite pervasive within that company today. It's also very pervasive in BMC, CA. They go in and they get the customer to look at the requirements that they have, and then the customer then sends them to us and says, come show me this. It's a very efficient, effective way to run a proof of concept and block your competition. On chart number four, we think about our proof of concept delivery today. You look at anything that's more than one product. If you put three or more products together, it's a complex set of products and capabilities that we put together for the customer. It's expensive for us to come on site, bring all the resources necessary that understand all those products, and then make it so that it works in their environment. We do have a good story that we tell. Our sales and marketing covers a broad range of capabilities. However, when you look at it from what our competitors are doing, like I said, they're providing, you know, a set of criteria for this particular space that the customer is viewing through that lens what we're showing them. So the complexity and the dynamics that we have to go through create a significant challenge for us to put on a very efficient, effective proof of concept. When we look at the sales teams, if you look at one in one part of the world and another one selling the same solution set, while the top-level story is consistent, how we execute and go and sell that solution has a lot of variance to it. So what happens to us is when we use, you know, multiple products to go sell that broad vision, it requires a lot of resource and time, and we can do better than that. So the implication there is that, you know, we're going to try to reduce the product set to a fewer set of products, because if I do that, then it reduces the risk. The other thing that happens when I do that is that we'll have a difficult time moving to that solution-based proof point that we would like to be at. Right? We want to tell a good marketing story about a solution. We want to talk about it from a sales perspective, the whiteboarding perspective, and we want to be able to move to that from a proof point perspective when we need to get there. And we want to reduce the amount of risk and resource that it takes. Chart number six. So our position is not that complicated. It's not rocket science. But we want to take and provide guidance in virtual images that have been tested using a set of use cases so that we know that they do the things that we're going to be proving to our customer. Begins up on the top left in this chart with an evaluation criteria that we're crafting. That evaluation criteria takes into account proof of concepts and field experience. It says, when I do proof of concepts for this set of products, these are the questions and the things customers want to see. We've taken a number of different proof of concept documents and field subject matter experts to gather this data and collect it up into a set of evaluation criteria we give to the customer. We give it to the customer. They select what they'd like to see. We take the images that supports that. We put them out to the customer in a couple of different ways. In North America, we've been doing a couple of things, which is delivering either in a pre-installed piece of hardware where this VM image is installed and ready to run, and you roll it into the customer account, and you plug it in, and then you configure the integration from our tools to the customer. We've also put it in the tech centers on hardware and had customers come in and spend a day looking at our technology in that manner, and that was very effective. Also taken the images and provided them to our field folks so that they could take that set of integrated images and use it on a customer box that has ESX running on it. As we go forward, what you'll see is we'll be putting this on a cloud environment so that you'll be able to do the POC on demand or remote POC. The test cases that we've got, that we've seen, we've already developed use cases around those requirements that customers have given us, and we've tested those use cases against these stacks. So that is a way that we're able to tie the ends together to make it an efficient and a less risky process. So go to slide number 7. Customers are having problems with their staffing levels. To be able to come in and do a proof of concept quicker is a benefit to them. They like that. That's the feedback that we've gotten. We can do better than we've done today. We're going to take and leverage that knowledge we have on proof of concepts. We've developed a set of VM images that are pre-configured and integrated together based on the plus one route and reference architecture that's been defined by our services organization. We've integrated with our test team internally so that they run these stacks and the test cases against those. And then we are delivering both the test cases or use cases in a tool to the customer as well as the VM images for you to go and leverage. So chart number 8, benefits that we've seen. Obviously, this increases the efficiency because you don't have to spend time finding the products, downloading them from Extreme Leverages, putting them together, doing the integration, installing the fix packs, resolving any problems that come about, finding the hardware to install it on if you're going to put it on, you know, customer hardware. It puts us into the driver's seat in terms of setting the stage for what the evaluation should look like. It allows us to broaden our discussion in terms of the value proposition and the proof point that we can bring in. Using the suggested use cases on a worldwide basis allows us to gain consistency so that if, you know, some of them are winning and, you know, in a particular scenario and they're not included, we can add those and spread that out. It reduces the amount of time that it takes to put together the plan of how you're going to go in and show the customer, because it provides information to help there. And it increases the quality by providing, you know, these use cases that are certified while reducing the risk because we've already done the testing on the pre-integrated components. So let's go to chart number 10 and talk about the details so that you understand more deeply what we're doing here. Plus One is an initiative that was started a while back. It's pretty simple. Fundamentally, it says I've got this area of technology. Let's just call it the business service management or business service availability space, you know, the monitoring technology and all the pieces that fit together. Well, customers don't necessarily need all of those pieces to solve their business problem, but they probably have a few of them strung together in the right order really attacks a significant business problem for them. And this is the approach that Plus One takes. You've got an area. We've got a lot of capabilities. From a customer perspective, what makes sense to start the first deployment of some of those capabilities, and then once that's going, put the next set in and the next set until they get the whole solution that they need to solve that business problem implemented. This is what Plus One's primary focuses on. Chart number 11. This is where we've taken the reference architecture, and we've thought about that in terms of the plus one routes of adoption. And we said the black characters here in this on chart 11 in these boxes represent the products that are in the BSM stack that we have integrated and are available today. The red product names here are the what we call the ISM stack, and we are integrating those currently and plan to have those out into third quarter. The zero-shell router on the right side of this chart is another virtual machine that we put in place. What that allows us to do is to create a private network behind that virtual router that all of these virtual machines and products can use to communicate. We've also enabled the port forwarding so that we can have bidirectional communications between the external environment and our SmartPOC environment. As we build this architecture out and we add more of the portfolio, the ability for these to talk to each other and run independently functions, because what it does is that we can control the IP addressing, we can control the host naming, and we can control, you know, which pieces need to be together in order to get a modular sort of build-up. So you would not need to take all of these virtual images if you were just trying to spin up, say, ITM and ITCAM. You may take a subset of the images, and they would work together through the virtual router. This reduces the time that it takes you to implement, because you don't have to go and do configuration changes for our products to communicate with each other. It's pretty good. Chart number 12 is an example of one of the routes that would go through that architecture that I just showed you. Okay, the check marks here represent the products within this route that are enabled by the reference architecture on the previous slide. So, you know, the pain point here is consolidated event-driven service business service management, and it's a route. And you would start with the NetCool Omnibus, you'd add Impact, and then you'd add TVSM. So those would be the milestones that Plus One would suggest. Notice that we have those products, or the lion's share of them, that you could come in and do a proof of concept or demonstration on using this SmartPOC and cover this. Chart number 13 uses the same reference architecture, but it's a different business issue, and it has slightly different variants on the products it would use. Again, the reference architecture already has those components integrated, so this can show another path of adoption through our product capabilities. Chart 14 is another example of a different route. Chart 15 gets into what we see as the sales progression and how you leverage this into working with a customer and getting some of the value out of expediting the proof of concept process. It begins with, you know, the team, our team, understanding the capabilities, what they can deliver, and the timing, and selling that to the customer. This is a combination of our sales organizations, both our technical sellers and our professional sellers, coming together, agreeing on what components need to be done, and then using these evaluation criteria tool to enable the customer to select what's important to them. Then that customer can take that tool and use it for other vendors by sending out those specific criteria to the other vendors. We then take that information, or the ones that they've said, here's what's important, and we run it through another process, which then allows us to see not only the requirements, but also what our product management team has identified as the value that we bring to the table for each one of those requirements, as well as a suggested use case that you could use in this SmartPOC reference architecture to demonstrate that. I'd like to show you a little bit more about that particular tool on slide 16. This is something we call the scorecard. It's an Excel spreadsheet. But it's got some macros in it. And up on the top left, what you can see is that the customer can go in and add a number of vendors that they want to participate in an evaluation. They can go down through the column and select, yes, I want to include this particular requirement, or no. And they can identify the weight, how important that particular requirement is to them. Once they go down through the list and it's broken up by product that builds up that reference architecture, they can then say build it, and it will create, as you see in Vendor 2 section, a scorecard, a spreadsheet. It'll create a spreadsheet that has just the requirements that they ask to see, the ones that they selected that were important. The other thing that happens on that is it will create a tab for each of those vendors that are in there that the customer will have on his tool. So then he can go through there and score each of the vendors against how they do on each of the requirements. And then those scores tally up and sum up into what you see here on the forefront of these build slide as, you know, so that they can get a high-level summary view of the different vendors and how they did. Now, if you go to the next chart, chart 17, this is the playbook. This is a separate spreadsheet. And when the customer creates the one that says, here's the requirements that I want to see, it links into this one and then builds up a plan, a playbook, if you will, of the requirements that they selected, the talking points that, you know, we've recommended for this particular requirement, and then to demonstrate success, consider using this particular use case with this set of virtual images. This should reduce the time that it takes in order for you to get from the customer saying, I've got these requirements, to putting the products together, then figuring out how you want to go and best show the products. What I find is that when I work with proof of concept teams, they're very good at putting together, you ask to see this, here it is. We can add to that a little bit of value discussion as we have that demonstration with the customer. That's why we put that in there. The other thing I noticed when I worked with a group of people doing these proof of concepts is that they have to define and redefine use cases for each one of these requirements unless they've seen them again. So this gives us a pre sort of thought out set of things that we could use if we wanted to. By the way, this tool can be used separate from a proof of concept or from the SmartPoC. It's a standalone entity. It doesn't have to be coupled directly with it, so it has its own value. So how do I get these tools? Let's go to the next chart. Chart 18. There's the IRAM has today, if you went up to this IRAM, you could download the images that we have for the VSM SmartPoC. We've got a couple of wikis. One of them gives you sort of the overview, the information on how-to training materials that allow you to go in and get more details on how the router works, the VM router, what its functions are, how to set up and configure the virtual images, and as well as some detail on the virtual images and their IP addressing and all the configuration details that you would need to know just to log in and integrate with the customer's environment. So chart 19, we're at a point where, and you guys are listening to this, you know that what we talked about in terms of what you're seeing from our competitors is accurate. You know that it is difficult and time-consuming to show our broad capabilities in a proof-of-concept environment. It carries a lot of risk, and it carries a lot of overhead in terms of burden for resources. We can address a number of those using this process. You need to investigate how this fits into the deals that you're working. We are expanding. As I said, the next one on the plate that we're working right now is the ISM stack of products. It's in that chart in the red. That should come out in the next 8 weeks or so. Those will all be integrated together. identify the opportunities that you have out there to take advantage of this, either just take the VMs and run them at the customer site. The virtual router will help obfuscate any of the reconfiguration problems that you got there. And you can, you know, reduce the total effort required to do this while also reducing the risk. So what I wanted to do now is let Larry Flynn, who is the focal point for the SmartPOC program in North America IoT, take a moment and convey some of the experiences that he's had in this in what we've done here.
Thanks, Mike. This clearly has been an exciting opportunity over the last year as we've taken this pilot program from the vision of what could be done and built it, and then I've taken it out to customers in multiple instances in which we had considered running a proof of concept in the traditional manner of asking our customers for provisioning their own hardware, and we would bring out our stacks of software install images to begin the proof of concept. And having gone through this several times with customers, we learned a lot of things. Some of those things were fairly expected. Yes, we were able to shave off days off of proof of concepts by bringing in this pre-built, pre-configured appliance. On average, with a fairly complex POC where we've got five, six products, we were able to shave about a week on average off of proof of concepts and having this all installed and set up and ready to go. Some of the things that we had thought of, again, proved out to be true. Others we hadn't thought of ahead of time about how much value they might have while we try to execute in our proof of concepts. The amount of burden that we place on the customer, that is, they don't have to provision the servers. They don't have to shepherd us through their environment for several days, a week, while we just try to get things up and installed and running and possibly leverage some of their resources to help with different databases that they might have provisioned for us that we're not used to using. So the burden on the customer was much less with the proof of concept, and they really appreciated that. We didn't require as many IT specialists to be involved as, again, the installation and especially the customization had all been done ahead of time. So we're at the point in which we could start integrating the software stack into the customer's environment, specifying the use cases that they had for that particular POC in very short order. The amount of time that we spent planning the POC was reduced greatly as the solution design or the hardware-software compatibility issues were all worked out ahead of time. And also, as in a lot of POCs that you may have been involved in, there's always that case of unpredictability. Something goes wrong that you didn't expect, or the customer has provisioned hardware that might not be up to capacity that we might need for our environment. All of that has been worked out, so we found that this provides a much more consistent, predictable platform to execute proof of concepts on. And so the efficiency side, we were able to achieve a great amount of value. But also on the effectiveness side, how well are we perceived by our customer at being able to solve their particular business problems? In an environment which is as complex as our Tivoli software can be, complexity and time to value comes up more and more as key issues for our customers. In fact, we find that our competitors are weighing in there too and challenging the customers to ask IBM to show them value in short order. And that has been somewhat of a challenge for us. In this environment, we're able to bring in the smart proof of concept server, powered on, connected to the customer's environment, and within a few hours, we're able to do TATM discoveries or resend events from their streams into our Omnibus and TBSM. And so that time to value is extremely critical. And it tends to set the tone of a much more attractive first impression of our software with the customer, and the complexity issue seems to have gone away in a lot of our initial phases of the discussions of a proof of concept. So, again, time to value is very, very helpful to have with this particular product set in the Smart PSC. The opportunities that we've been able to compete in have been similar to those that we've approached in the past, although we've embraced some more complex opportunities because the ease of use of being able to bring in a proof of concept of this complexity. And we were in several cases able to extend the sale at a proof of concept by having gone through the use cases that the customer was asking for, but because all of the software stack was pre-installed, pre-configured, and ready to go, it was very simple for us to both respond to additional customer needs or offer to show the customer some additional products, an additional value that might not have been in the original set of use cases and success criteria. So again, very much more effective, very much more efficient way of executing a proof of concept when we have a very integrated, complex set of software that we're looking to show to the customer. In regard to the scorecard and the playbook, we've also been able to leverage those. The technical team has found great value in the scorecard in being able to have a template or a list of potential use cases that they'll present to the customer. Often when we go out to the customer with a DOU, it's nice to have a standard set that we think the customer might want to choose from, at least a working set that we can then add to or remove from as we dialogue with the customer. And then the playbook has been especially valuable toward the latter parts of a POC, in which we're then presented with the opportunity to discuss the value and the findings at the proof of concept. Did we meet the success criteria? And rather than just knock off the fact that we have completed these things, with the playbook, we're able to take some of the value, the business value, that we find in executing these use cases and being able to communicate to some of the higher-level executives, especially the value that they will see as to why we ran these particular use cases in the proof of concept. So again, a much more effective, efficient way of executing POCs that has been proven out in the North America IoT since the latter parts of last year and throughout this year. And so, Mike, I'll turn it back to you to see if there's some additional next steps you might want to suggest.
All right. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate that. So, next step, log on to the wiki, take a look at what we have. The links are in the presentation. If you have questions, feel free to give me a call, contact me, or Larry Flynn. Our contact information is in the wiki as the focal points of this program. And identify opportunities in your area where you may be going to run a proof of concept where this would help. Anyway, that's the SmartPOC program, currently BSM. ISM's coming along shortly, and we have some other stacks that we'll be putting on throughout next year. Thanks for dialing in and listening to it, and I hope that we can use this successfully.